G'day and welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Here in Britain and in the West in general, and particularly in the United States, it's not hard to find stories about refugees. It's on the minds of a lot of people, including those in government. And I know a lot of folk, including some Christians, who were scared that some of these may be terrorists in disguise. And that is true, some of them may well be. But maybe it's a case of, if we can't take the gospel to them in their own land, maybe God is bringing them out of those closed countries and into countries where the church can show them the reality of the true gospel, perhaps for the very first time. So instead of going to evangelize, the people are coming to be evangelized. We are to take every opportunity to tell people the good news about Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 5, we read about Jesus crossing the lake and while over there, healed a man of demon possession. Afterwards, this man realized how much Jesus had done for him, and he went about telling others what had happened. And all the people who heard him were amazed. From this, we know also that the Lord has crossed the lake for all of humanity. Why? So that people may choose to follow him. Jesus, the Son of God, who knew no sin, became sin, so that people could respond and choose to be followers of him. That is how much God loves this world. That is how much God loves those refugees that some of us in the West are despising. This God is calling the name of each person individually. And as I said, that includes those refugees, even those who are wanting to commit acts of terror in the name of Islam. So we are to pray they respond to his voice. Lots of people, including Christians, seemingly have either forgotten that fact or are simply blinded to it because of Satan and or their own prejudices. Just as God ransomed, healed, reconciled, and redeemed us who are his children, he wants those refugees to accept that love of his as well. And like that healed man in the story from Mark 5, we as Christians are to tell what Jesus has done for each of us. We are to be focused on Jesus. We as the church are not to be distracted by events around us. We are to live and speak the gospel about Jesus Christ to others, all others, even those who want to kill us. We are to run the race with our eyes staring upon Jesus while loving all others, including our enemies, just as Jesus commanded us. Jesus said in John 15 that if you love him, you will be obedient to his commands. And what are his commands? To love God and love others, and we are to be his friend. So how do we do that is another thing, and that's up to you as an individual to see that for yourselves. We go tell people that God loves them. Wow. Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday Think Spot. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.